While Governor Parnell did declare an economic disaster for the communities on St. Lawrence Island due to a record low walrus harvest this spring, no immediate relief is available from state resources for struggling families. Unlike natural disasters, there is no pot of money available to assist in an economic disaster. And because of this, an organization is spearheading a fundraising effort for the two communities. KNOM's Lorelei Kanin has the story.
With an economic disaster, the state of Alaska can only do the best they can with existing state money. As of today, no real aid from the state has been given, although Governor Parnell did say in his declaration that the state would work closely with communities to ensure residents of St. Lawrence Island receive the assistance they need. And today, leaders in the communities of Savunga and Gamble are still wondering what aid from the state is planned or not planned. The only tangible relief has come from the Norton Sound Economic Development Corporation, the regional CDQ. They donated 1,800 pounds of chum salmon for families to distribute, and families are hungry. Vi Wally with the Alaska Community Action on Toxics is looking to raise at least $35,000 to assist families hit by the real but very unique economic disaster. Wally, originally from Savunga, has been in contact with leadership in both communities.
Children and elders are hungry. Their freezers are empty. We had success as far as bowhead whale. However, those are now depleted.
Hunters in Gamble and Savunga typically harvest more than 1,000 walruses every year. This spring, the island was locked in by ice, which prevented hunters from reaching their customary hunting waters in the Bering Sea. Only 370 walruses were harvested, and for communities with a subsistence economy, the low harvest has had a serious impact. Walrus is the main staple on the island, so there's less food and less money coming in. The 2,000 tusks typically harvested bring in a lot of cash, and this has Myron Kingikuk, the mayor of Savunga, worried.
Hopefully this winter won't be very cold, you know. Due to not harvesting a walrus that much for the carvers, that's the only thing I'm worried about. Hopefully, State of Alaska will give the whole community energy program for fuel for this winter.
But that would take time. Glenn Haight with the Alaska Division of Economic Development says the legislature may appropriate money for assistance grants, and the legislative session doesn't begin until January. The governor at this point can recommend that capital projects planned for the island be put on the fast track, but the construction season is ending, with temperatures now hitting in the 20s and 30s and winter around the corner. So Vi Wally with the Alaska Community Action on Toxics is getting to work. She set up a PayPal account on their website for individuals to make donations. Wally says ACAT is involved because the low walrus harvest is an environmental justice issue.
Because of changes we're seeing in our environment, whether it's this shrinking sea ice or permafrost melting, it's very real, the changes we're seeing.
And a change is the prevalent southwest winds in the Bering Sea this spring that kept the island locked in ice. Gloria James with the Native Village of Gamble says every year, strong north winds push the ice out in the springtime. The elders used to warn the people of St. Lawrence Island about the potential impact of a southerly wind. And a southerly wind hit this year, and the impact is being felt today with a food and income shortage. Wally and many on the island attribute the change in the wind patterns to climate change.
And this has greatly affected a way of life that our people have lived for many, many generations, living off the land and ocean like our ancestors and grandparents and those before us have lived. So as Alaskans, we need to get together and find ways to help our people.
ACAT hopes to raise $35,000 by December 1st. Reporting in Nome, I'm Lorelei Kanin.